Black Friday global data for 2018 in South Africa showed a more than 1,900% increase in sales compared to any ordinary day. And a survey by PwC shows that South African consumers plan on spending 36% more this year compared to last year. But if that does materialize, what impact does it have on the country's overall growth metrics? Siphamandla Mkhwanazi, who's senior economist at FNB, joins us now for some analysis. Siphamandla, thanks so much for joining us today. So lots of excitement around Black Friday, with hefty promotional activity enticing consumers left, right and center. The key question, though, is can South Africans afford to indulge?
It's a difficult one. If you look at income growth level specifically for 2019, we haven't seen much wage growth, especially in the private sector. Actually, wage growth is below inflation at the moment. It's only the public sector where you are seeing above inflation wage growth. So from an income perspective, we haven't seen much activity there. And if you look at what employment levels are doing, affordability is a bit weak in 2019 versus 2018. However, what we have seen is this strong credit extension to the household sector. I think data came out earlier today which showed us that unsecured credit continues to grow at double digits. So that's consumption credit that is extended to the household sector. So it does appear that there are pockets of consumers who are still who can still afford, but it's not broad based. And this credit goes to those consumers, and it appears that it's those consumers that are keeping South Africa afloat at the moment when it comes to expenditure.
In fact, the SARB highlighting a sharp rise, as you say, in the portion of credit that was unsecured in the second half of this year, and that a key risk to financial stability. You know, what's your assessment of the risk that the economy now faces?
Look, as I said, it appears as though that this credit extension is not broad-based. It's mostly concentrated in the higher income levels. And if you look at consumer credit scores, yes, they are deteriorating, but you are seeing this growth in unsecured credit, which then suggests to me that there are pockets of consumers who are still relatively fine insofar as affordability is concerned. But now what is a risk is that that pool is small, and in my view, it will continue getting smaller and smaller. And then the lenders, the banking sector, will continue fighting for that smaller piece of the pie. And as things stand specifically on mortgages, if I use mortgages as an example, we are seeing a rise in mortgages, but that pool of customers is dwindling. So that has intensified competition amongst lenders to sweeten the deal to these consumers. So it seems like that's what is happening, the banking sector is willing to sweeten the deal just to lend to these consumers, the consumers that are still relatively fine at the moment. But obviously, that is not sustainable. At some point, it's going to have to come down.
Absolutely. So overall, how much of an impact do you see Black Friday having on retail sales numbers for the month of November, where, of course, we know retail sales have remained widely under pressure throughout the year as a result of low consumer spending?
Yes. So Black Friday this time around will be important for us to assess the actual levels of the consumer's willingness to spend. We've seen retail sales trending down over the past 3 months. Yes, there is pressure on the household sector, but we don't know how much of it is because of consumers delaying their purchases because they know Black Friday is coming. So there's that element as well. So after today, we will know the actual level, the actual willingness of consumers to spend in South Africa. We know that South African consumers have become highly price sensitive, obsessed with specials. So it will reveal the true levels of willingness to spend. There is also a shift in spending patterns, in that we no longer spend in the traditional from the 16th of December onwards. It appears, if the last 2 years' data is anything to go by, it appears now that consumers would spend around end of November, around Black Friday, and then they preload, they front load their expenditure, they buy in bulk, and not so much around December, so they will want to buy now. So what that does is that towards Black Friday, towards such events, you tend to see inactivity insofar as shopping is concerned, in anticipation that these sales are coming, because South African consumers become highly price sensitive, and then retail sales then shoot up on such days. In terms of of the overall impact, retail sales are about 40% of household consumption expenditure, and household consumption expenditure is about 60% of our GDP. So in effect, it's about 12% or so of GDP. We know in the third quarter there wasn't any contribution of retail sales to GDP growth. So with retail sales expected to shoot up in the month of November, that will contribute to the fourth quarter GDP growth. As we know, that other sectors haven't come to the party as yet.
Absolutely. Well, retail sales, as you say, increasing by only 1.1%, I think, in the third quarter of this year compared to the same period last year. You highlighted retailers battling the shrinking consumer market, and heavy discounting has somewhat become a norm now in South Africa, impacting margins, depressed sales price inflation as well. What's your outlook on that front moving forward as far as retailers are concerned?
Look, it's not a space one would want to be in at the moment, being a retailer, because their assessment of the consumer standing at the moment is spot on. It's correct that consumers just want specials at the moment. And you can see when you look at retail sales inflation and retail sales volume, if inflation goes up, volumes go down. So retailers have continued just to cut prices just to boost volumes. But of course, it's going to have to come to an end at some point. You can't continuously cut prices forever. At some point, retailers are going to have to either raise prices or find other ways of cutting costs. And I fear that part of cutting costs might have to be laying off some staff. So it's a bit of a risk for me, so far as the retail sector is concerned.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Sipho Mandla, for joining us in studio this evening. Of course, Sipho Mandla Mkhwanazi is senior economist at FNB.